This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Sold the last 45 minutes and only get the one caller. I'm going to go to all of you right now. Let's go to Spike in Texas. Spike, thanks for holding early here.
Good afternoon, Alex. It's quite an honor to speak to you. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Back at you.
I got a fortune cookie a while back. Alex had said, the great aim of education is not knowledge but action. Okay? That stuck with me. I put it on my refrigerator. And it goes along with what Mark said about getting on the offensive and doing some things. It's just critical. And then I think right before World War II, there was Admiral King that said, first we send in the negotiators, the nice guys. When it doesn't work, then we send in the SOBs. So it's time to send in the SOBs. I think Trump needs to call out the Marines. I think he needs to arrest people. They need to be tried for treason.
But here's the deal. We all hate the police state. The police state is what the left's doing lawlessly, using the apparatus against the American people. It's not a police state when you've got internal traitors trying to overthrow the election. It's what you do. They've led us to this point. It's the default position that if he can't get the Justice Department to take action, they need to be arrested. They need to be cleaned up. And the American people will support it, damn it.
Yes, they will. They'll be behind him 100%. Once he's ensconced safely in his second term, Alex, we need to immediately start agitating for what FDR said in World War II. You don't change horses in the middle of the stream. He needs a third term. He needs a third term. We need to agitate over their heads.
Well, that would certainly drive him into conniption fits. All I know is, what about going into these rallies? Because obviously they're going to demonize you. Trump supporters may not know what's going on and grab you. I mean, I think you need to say something like, we love you, President Trump, but you need to support InfoWars.com and you need to stand up for freedom of the press. Or how about pardon Roger Stone, InfoWars.com? Because here's the deal. If he told Assange, WikiLeaks, if you got it, I don't care if it's from a naked guy in his mother's basement or whether it's from the Russians. It doesn't matter. She committed the crime. Release it. Okay, it's true. She committed a crime. It doesn't matter who has the damn emails. He told Assange to do that and hasn't gotten Assange out of that hellhole he's in.
No, it's not nice to let your friends twist in the wind. It's not nice.
It doesn't send a good message. And I get there like, Mr. President, if you do that, it'll look like, you know, you're being political. Political, they're trying to destroy Trump. Everybody knows Roger's innocent.
His base is behind him 100%. He needs to get radical.
Damn right, I want Roger Stone pardoned the day of the sentencing, February 7th, and Trump better do it. I mean, it's that simple, damn it. I mean, my God, Roger Stone, if he wanted to, could destroy Trump, okay? And it's not bad stuff. It's just what the media would do with what Roger Stone knows about Trump would really hurt Trump, okay? With evangelicals and others. It's not like Trump's gay or something, but, the sordid details would not be, you know, good. And I didn't get that from Roger. It's just well known, okay, that Roger was his wingman, you know, and the whole nine yards. And so just get your buddy out of jail, man. He didn't do jack crap. You can expose the whole Mueller fiasco right there. You can kill two birds with one stone. It'd be one thing if it hurt Trump politically, because I understand some people got to rot in jail in a war, for the greater good. But this helps Trump. He needs to do it. His base wants it. It's the right thing to do. They put him in there to make Trump look bad. And the man never turned against Trump. You know they gave Stone offers, right? I mean, I know the backstory of that. Stone told him, F you. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that, but I admire Roger. I really do. Listening to him on your show, I came to love the man.
They better get him out of prison. I appreciate your call. I mean, God bless you. Here's the thing, folks. If he won't get Assange out of jail, do you feel safe? I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you. It's not like he's going to pardon him for being a child molester or something like all those Democrats. No. He He's about to go to prison for 20 to 50 years for supporting the president and getting him elected. Roger worked his ass off. Believe me, I was behind the scenes with him. I saw what he did. InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it. Word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I just got some really good news. I'm printing the article out right now. I'll cover it as soon as I have it. But the U.S. attorney has requested in a criminal investigation the call logs and emails of Brennan. And after they've illegally spied on members of Congress, Schiff and the rest of them, and after they've been caught lying to Congress, there's no way they're not going to get all that. And so this is a big deal happening. And just what I said, I want to see action. I want to see it now. I'm done waiting. I've been going through this with my audience for 3+ years, and we're done. I love the president, but everybody wants action. Everybody wants action. We need to see that strength, and all this criminal activity against the president and America is going to fold like a house of cards. But if you won't blow on the cards, they're not going to go down. It's incredible. By the way, everybody keeps asking what I drink out of these paper cups. This is coffee. This is coffee. And I drink Topo Chico and I drink filtered water. Those damn lies online that I'm drinking vodka or tequila or something. Total horse crap. Now, sometimes up here at 9 at night we're doing shows, I've had a few drinks. But not anymore. I said I'd go to your phone calls and I just got knocked for a tailspin with that news that's coming out of the printer as we speak right now. There's so much other news. Without looking, the theme over Christmas was tell your wife to have sex with other men and let her go out on her own and do it. Let me tell you something. If you want to really dominate a woman, you let other men have sex with her in front of you. But a lot of the times, it's going to have her end up going crazy and breaking up with you anyways. If you send your wife out to have sex with men and you're not there, let me tell you, you're going to lose that woman. And why do you think then conservative publications in the U.S. and England told men, send your wife out to have sex with other people? Tell her, go out and have sex with other people. By the way, I'm not condoning any of this, okay? I'm just telling you, I know what I'm talking about. Not even so much with wives, with girlfriends. I mean, yeah, I've been promiscuous. I've repented of it. And I had so much sex, it got to where it wasn't even fun anymore. And women can just smell it when you're like that. It's like it's a mammal thing. When you're just going through a whole bunch of women, they just more. Because it's like a mammal thing. The alpha male gets more women. But it becomes very empty. It's not good. You're with a woman. You have children. That's what it's about. It's a magical union. But I'm just telling you, for all these men out there that think, oh, my wife doesn't like me, I'll send her out to have sex with other men. You're telling her, go, I don't want you. And she's going to leave you and leave your kids. But why would they put this crap out? Because they know quicker than anything out there, you start swinging with your wife, you're going to lose her most of the time. She may act like she likes it at the time. She doesn't like it deep down. Unless it's the very rare nymphomaniac sex addict. Maybe 5% actually like that. You're going to lose your wife doing that. Don't do it. Anybody tells you to go out and do it, they're scum. But that's like saying don't accelerate at a stop sign without stopping. It means stop. Green lights are green lights. All this leftist cucking is trying to break families up and telling women they're supposed to go out and they're supposed to have sex with other men. And then you sit there and you put up with it. And every time these people think they've got it all handled, they get a divorce. It's stupid. Now, you want to dominate your wife and do stuff like that, you know, makes them feel worthless. It's not a good thing. And that's one of the things in my stack. I said, I got your phone calls. It's just that there's a whole stack here of, you know, oh, Christmas is bad. Don't give out Christmas cards. The UN said mothers having babies is a bad thing. Motherhood is sick. The Pope says there is no hell and that migrants should be able to flood Europe, but they don't take one of them in the Vatican. I mean, it's like they're trying to break records for hypocrisy. There, I'm ranting. All right, Pastor Sam, William, King Ovik, Terry, Mike, Casey, Howard, Dan, Carlos, we're going to all of you here. What should be done about Trump? When are we going to see the indictments? When are we going to see action taken? Oh, we can't do it during the impeachment, so they just keep the impeachment going forever. You can predict where all this goes. They're always going to have him on the defense till Trump goes on the offense. Who's been holding longest? Howard in Pennsylvania, then Pastor Sam and Casey. Go ahead, Howard.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Alex. The frustration in your voice is mimicking the frustration I think is all over this country right now because of the inaction of the Justice Department. Everything you read is all these crimes have been committed and nothing's being done about it. And we have a lawless governor in Virginia. It's all going to get brought to a head. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that this guy is just a tool. The baby killer in Virginia.
Yeah, Northam is totally compromised. He is a wall-eyed Sally. The guy is a joke.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's why I'm afraid. That's my biggest fear right now is that if nothing is done on behalf of the patriots in this country, it's going to get done in Virginia.
Well, that's right. Exactly. Trump has to shut them down on the offense because they're going to stage false flags. And coming up on the 20th, they're licking their lips. Oh, that's another thing. All over NPR, everywhere, they're like, the biggest terror threat is white nationalists. They attacked in Virginia. They're going to attack again. So they're priming the pump to stage events. You know they are.
Absolutely. Well, keep up the good work, Alex. You're the canary in the coal mine. We're all praying and rooting for you.
Howard, I love you, and I appreciate you holding while I've been babbling. I'm really pissed off because we can win this thing so easily if Trump just takes action. But we need direct action politically. No more games. Thank you, Howard. Let's go to Casey in Oklahoma, then Pastor Sam. Casey, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Thank you, sir. Hey, I just don't think people are pissed off enough. People are mad. People are fed up. You know, I'm sick and tired of there being two sets of laws, one for the elite Democrats and one for the regular guy that's out here trying to feed his family, trying to work and try to take care of his bill. I'm done. Trump said all these things and talked a good talk while he was out on the campaign trail talking about you'd be locked up when Hillary said that it's a good thing people with his temperament aren't allowed into law enforcement. We're done waiting. We're done sitting here on our hands being told next week it's going to happen. The indictments are coming down. We're done. We're done with the talk. Like you said earlier with what Barr said, let's fish or cut bait. Let's do it. We're done waiting. We're done sitting out here trying to rub two pennies together to pay our bills while people out here are making millions and billions off of positions and political offices that they've got and they've given it to their children. We're done. I don't know about you guys, but in Oklahoma, the good old boys up here, we're about done. We're done with the talk. We're done with the waiting. We're going to make something happen, whether that be good, bad, or in between. What tyrant has ever given up their power peacefully? What tyrant has ever walked away without there being bloodshed? There will be blood, and there's some of us who are ready to shed it.
Well, Casey, I would say that they've gone way past the point of where people don't have a right to take action physically. The problem is they set it up where they make us the villains at that point. That's why it's critical to put that violence into action politically, viciously in free speech. You got a great, you know, spirit and great voice there. And just imagine how much energy you can expend waking people up and letting Trump know that you want action ahead of having to use that type of energy in violence. They want to start an offensive operation. You just heard the last caller, and he was dead right. They want to false flag us. Obviously, we never target innocent people at a Walmart. Obviously, we wouldn't just target the police. Obviously, no. It's, and I don't want to target anybody, but people like Nancy Pelosi, people like her son, people like Hunter Biden, all these criminals that think they're above the law, thumbing their nose at us, why are they the ones that are never the targets of political violence? Why is it always a church? Why is it always innocent people? Because most of it's staged. It's Antifa posing. They've been caught as patriots carrying out violence. So I hear your anger, Casey, and God bless you. But put that anger into action. Go to a Trump rally peacefully and just wait till he pauses and then say, pardon Roger Stone, Infowars.com. And they'll know you're friendly. They'll agree with you and then start saying, Infowars, Infowars. And I bet the chant gets picked up and that sends a message to everybody. And it puts a giant target on my back. But hey, it's already so big, just make it 10 times bigger.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis.
If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Gentlemen, let's go to Pastor Sam in Texas. You're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Alex, I'm 90% agreed with where you're at. I'd like to just throw a few facts on the table. You know, I believe that the Trump campaign is really trying to alienate some of the very elements that started the movement. And it's wrong for the Republican Party to try to assimilate all of us when we really need to draw the Republican Party into the reality of the corruption and the two-party duopoly. Some of the key Hispanic people, people that were heavily criticized in their communities for supporting Trump in his run-up to his election, you know, they don't have any part. They're on the outside. They work every day. They're not getting paid. One of them's Jen Lowe, who's been on your show many times and is a great voice for Hispanic people, Spanish-speaking people that want to support the president. But there's a real move to pull all of us and you and the InfoWar and all the alternative media that started this movement and got Trump in, to pull us back into the two-party duopoly. And you're 100% right. We need to resist that. One good bit of news I wanted to throw out is that a cabinet-level official was arrested in Dallas very recently. And this is Garcia Luna. And he is connected. This was a Mexican official, but he's connected at the highest levels with the FBI, the DOJ, and the CIA. And all of that is in the Reuters article that came out about Garcia Luna just at the head of this very week. If you watch the Mexican president in a big parade or something, he's got the head of the army, the head of the navy, and the head of the civil police. And that's what this guy was, Garcia Luna. And so it's all coming undone, the connections between high foreign officials and high U.S. officials. All the names are named in that article of the U.S. officials that were connected to Garcia Luna and to his private security firm. And why this is important is all of these little nations through Latin America, everyone is its own Benghazi. We've been doing a lot of study on the Merida Initiative. That's $3 billion so far that's gone into training and weapons, supposedly for the war on drugs, and much of it has gone to build cartels. And now all of that is unraveling. George P. Bush, the Texas Land Commissioner, is involved. So the Bush family is right in on it. And with the arrest of Garcia Luna, I really think that we're going to see more and more names come out. So I think that the...
No, I agree. That's the really good news, is on every front, the deep state is being exposed. It's in a lot of trouble. I appreciate your call. And by the way, I thought that was new news when I was told about it, but it didn't get any coverage. Even CNN reported on it. New York Times, John Durham, investigating ex-CIA Director John Brennan as part of a review of FBI Russia probe. I had heard another U.S. attorney, so we know that. That's good news there, even though it's seven-day-old news. Let's go to Carlos. Called in the other day but didn't get on air, so let's go to Carlos, always a good caller in Canada. Carlos, what do you think we should do about Trump and the deep state?
Thank you, Alex. As you know, I do analysis of semantics, and one of the things that I concluded about 2 months ago was the realization that nothing else matters until November next year. President Trump will be facing fait accompli. It would be as big as 9/11. For about 20 years, people will be talking about how the election was rigged and how the president, incumbent, was defeated. And he will be in no position to challenge the figures and the numbers because he has made no effort, obviously, to make sure that there are paper ballots that can be tampered with, that can be counted, and so that the election process is 100% in protecting the
election. I agree with you. I think they're suckering everybody in, saying, oh, look, he's ahead in the polls. They don't publish those when they don't want to, or they skew them even more. So the fact that they're running all this trash against him, the fact that Hillary's fluttering around in the background, and the fact that they're saying, oh, Trump's invincible now, I believe is the sucker punch. And they've got Hillary waiting. They're also trying to remove him. I mean, it's very dangerous. All I can tell you is the climate is completely out of control. And if he doesn't remove the deep state, they are going to screw him over and us over big time.
There is no time to remove the deep state in 1 year. He must concentrate 100% on making sure that the election is 100% reliable.
He's letting Google censor and block everything and game things. His professor, Epstein, is exposed, and so he's screwing the pooch on that front.
Yes, sir. Alex, the next thing is... you have, in InfoWars, a great and a contribution you have made, and that is exposing the Epstein. There is so much more behind the Epstein that doesn't deal necessarily with the bigwigs or with the fact that American women, American citizens, were being abused and violated, their lives destroyed in many ways, many of them now dead, many of them found to have been eventually drug addicts and real victims. The point is that you have anticipated, identified, and now exposed. And I believe you really have to keep at this the Epstein anatomy of a honey trap. This is going to reveal a lot. There's an article which is key, and there are three people who know most about it. Two of them you have already interviewed in the past. One was Seymour Hersh, and the other one was George Galloway. The other person who defines and has identified as a principal player in Mossad was Ari Ben-Menash. Now, Ari Ben-Menash was the ex-assistant, if you want to call it his superior, was Rafi Eitan, the number one Mossad official that had handled the operations. And if you keep looking at this operation over and over, as it operated in America, how the Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton group allowed American military technology to be transferred to the Chinese, the Falcon Management Aerial Reconnaissance, the refueling systems, the Sidewinder missile, the Arrow missile, the thermal imaging.
Everything being transferred, the MIRV technology, everything. I appreciate your call. Great points. And then we've got this. Epstein Network still up and operational, recruiting young girls. The big video report is on InfoWars.com. It's got 300,000 views on our platform. Hey, that's great. But if we weren't being censored on YouTube, we'd have 3 million by now on average. Very important report, very powerful. And his brother and his former pilot, who was given immunity, are running this thing, still recruiting, still doing the same stuff. And the media knows about this and says, we're not going to report on it. The girls, the videos. If you want to meet girls like me, that's going on right now. As soon as we started reporting it, they pulled the website down. The Guardian mentioned it and said, oh, yeah, this former pilot and his brother have a company together, which they tried to deny. We went and got the corporate documents to prove it all. There's a great investigator on this. He wanted to show his face on there, and I said, no, you're still in the middle of this. Don't show your face and name yet. And he's got stuff from not these players, but some of the others where it's unbelievable. And we're going to be releasing that, too. So that's why I'm all fired up and angry. This is really dangerous stuff. All right, more of your calls coming up. I'll get into the big new roller secret.
It's too late to order Christmas presents.
in most areas of the United States for your friends and your family. But it's not too late to do it for yourself and to keep the InfoWar on the air and stronger than ever. Everybody who watches the show can see that I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm more focused. I'm the best I've ever been. And you know why that is? I said 4 months ago, I'm going to religiously take all the products because I've never taken all of them. And then I always forget to take them, and I see my stamina, my energy, everything plunge. When I do take the products, the X2, the X3, the bodies, and all the other great products like the bone broth, you name it, my life is so much better. The probiotics, the MycoZX, it's incredible. These things have changed my life. They've changed so many others, but it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar, so you can't lose unless you don't take action. Step to the plate, give yourself the gift of health, InfoWarsLife.com. Take action.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Toll free number to join us is 877-789-2539 on this live Friday edition. And I almost feel like I'm being a little whiny bitch complaining about Trump, but I'm not. And I've held back too long on this because Trump's for real. The globalists hate him. He really is the president. You see the due process being trampled. You see him being lied about. It makes you want to defend him. I've got some family members who've been Democrats because they were against the drug war and against the police state, and they're classical liberals. They haven't liked the Democrats for a long time. But I have family members, pretty close, who are voting Trump. And they said, the Democrats are too dangerous. They're basically a terrorist organization. And they don't think it can ever be a party again. That's how bad it is. Now, the Labor Party lost almost 40% of its people. That's the death of their party in the UK. They all went over to the Conservatives. They've not ever had an election where the Conservatives win by 50-something percent because there's at least eight different big parties, sometimes even more. There's dozens of parties, but eight big ones. So getting a big majority never happens. The people totally have turned against the globalists. So you've done your job, listeners. We've done our job at exposing globalism to an extent. We forced it out in the open. They tried to stonewall for decades, say it didn't exist. Now we're having a real debate. Should we have an authoritarian, corrupt world government that's anti-family, anti-God? And you see the poison. Saying, mothers, abort your babies, you'll feel like God. That's a talking point. Men, tell your wife on Christmas, go have sex with other men, which they know statistically will break up a marriage faster than anything else. Everything they're doing is so poison, and we know they're poison. But now we just can't allow them to operate and persecute everybody because that's a crime. So I really support the president. But here's a canary in the coal mine. Richard was like one of the first people to tell me Donald Trump's going to run for office. That's why he's doing the birth certificate thing. That's why he's positioning himself. He was telling me about Oprah Winfrey interviews with him from the 80s. And, you know, because Richard's done camera work for me and stuff on the road and doubled as a bus driver. He's a great commercial driver in the past. And, I mean, it might have been 2013, 2014. I'd get sick of hearing about Donald Trump, okay, and how he's going to run for president, how he's going to turn things around, all this. So when he's been proven right, he's been spot on about how they try to take the delegates, how they'd try to stop the convention, how they would try to not seat the delegates. He predicted it all. He exposed what Ted Cruz did against Trump. This is a smart political guy. And these are the guys they try to keep out of the inner sanctums of the parties that are just corporate whores and conservative ink. So when Richard texted me, I guess last Monday, so I guess it's like 4 or 5 days ago, saying, hey, Trump's really starting to screw us over. I said, well, come in on Friday and let's talk about it. And let's break down what's happening. So Richard's here. He's going to host the fourth hour. And his wife's got something cute she's going to do here at the end of this segment. I didn't know it was going to happen until just during the break. Sounds pretty hilarious. And so we'll just leave it at that. It involves a very nice and very friendly deaf and blind dog. But Richard, I want to go to these calls and get them out of the way because they've been holding patiently, and I want to respect them. But and thanks for coming in. Good to see you, buddy. You're looking good.
See you, Alex.
Richard, you survived that big heart attack a few years ago. Almost got you.
Hey, man, I'll tell you what. Absolutely. Thank you for having me on. What a privilege it is to be on with you on one of these final episodes of the decade. It's really an honor, and it's really an honor to get to speak to this audience of InfoWarriors. Thank y'all very much. I appreciate y'all's prayers. I appreciate your prayers, and I appreciate all the prayers from everybody here on the staff that helped get me through that.
Absolutely, brother. Well, yeah, man, I know it was really close running there for a while. Just briefly, what are some of your beefs with Trump? We're going to go to calls and get into those later.
Well, the top two biggest beefs are, number one, he hasn't moved to really defend and protect the First Amendment yet. Although last week you delivered a big nugget of news that should have been almost pretty much a stop the press movement. I'll come back to that in a second. But the number two thing is he hadn't addressed election fraud really yet. And that needs to happen. We've got the primaries around the corner, Alex. The primaries are only a month and a half away. And the primaries are where the New World Order, the Democrats, the Rhino Republicans are running circles around us in these primaries. You've got Bloomberg in 2016, 2018, funded to the tune of like $100 million primaries. And you talked about the prosecutors that he's been promoting that have been getting elected that are anti-cop, anti-freedom, etc. And you've got the same thing with Soros funding primaries. So these primaries are coming up, and that's what we really need to be focused on. And so Trump has yet to address the election fraud issue. He needs to probably issue an executive order to mandate hand-counted paper ballots in the precincts in which they're cast and get rid of early
voting.
Well,
it's an executive order, and that's a federal purview. The states like California and New York can't have illegal aliens wrapped around the block getting driver's license and able to vote. It's right there in front of us.
Right, so that's what we're upset about. I mean, I heard some of your callers on the show today that they're upset. This First Amendment thing, though, let me go back to that because you had a real important guest on last week, Ezra Levant. Is that right?
Yes.
Last name, Ezra Levant. He cited in this new USMCA, he cited Article 19.17, and that was where the First Amendment was included as part of that trade agreement. He was saying that in Canada, they're not going to be able to censor U.S.-based websites. So there, boom, right there, that's the first concrete shot that we've heard of that the First Amendment is getting defended. Before, I just heard that today, this morning, 4 a.m., I'm listening to podcast. I'm driving back from Dallas-Fort Worth on my way to the check stop, and I hear that, and it's boom, it's like I was elated because I had not heard Ezra Levant say that till then until I was listening to that podcast. So that's very exciting. But up till then, we had not heard of any defense of the First Amendment. So am I steamed about that? Yes, I'm as steamed up as you are about it. I can't show it like you do and have the passion like you do to exhibit it. But absolutely, it's time. We need to get on Trump. We need to get him to move on these things. You talked about how he has not stopped 5G. He's not even talked about, oh, well, wait a minute, 5G, we need to look again and see if this is going to be a dangerous thing for the population.
Well, Israel's outlawed it. Trump's outlawing the Chinese 5G. Well, if Chinese 5G is bad, our 5G is bad. It's the same damn thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that's just another one of those issues. I mean, he backed away on the vaccine issue. We need to get back on that. I mean, right now they're pushing vaccines everywhere. I'm at the gas pump at the HCC.
Look, now he wants 6G.
Well, and it depends, I guess, on how that could impact our health. I mean, he has talked about the 6G.
Well, health effects aside, the damn things are meant to get into all the smart devices and basically take everything over. That's what it's AI's eyeballs.
Right, the Internet of Things.
Yeah, that's
the
what this is. And it's not a good architecture.
Every grain of sand would have a web or a URL or an IP address. Right, exactly. So that's what we got to worry about. And so we need Trump to really get on guard on that. And another thing we'd like to see him do is take the reins and be educator in chief. He should be doing the same things you're doing about waking people up about all these different things.
Yeah, he should be doing at least once a week, 2-hour fireside chats and literally sit there with screens, do his own show. It'll be bigger than all the Fox shows instantly. But again, his people are keeping him from doing it because they're sabotaging him.
Right.
Instead,
right.
You got to go to a 3-hour rally to get an hour of information. We need leadership. We need it now. He needs to attack. 311 days.
Well, they're out for blood. They're out to get him, and they're willing to do anything, I think, at this point to take him down.
And people say, oh, well, they keep failing. You don't want to give him another shot? How many damn shots? It's like somebody shooting at you. Oh, you just missed me 5 times. Nanny, nanny, shoot me again. No.
Well, it has been like a Roadrunner cartoon. I call him the Roadrunner president. And
it has been like Wile E. Coyote shoots the rock and it lands on his head.
Exactly. And the Democrats are the coyotes and they keep launching that, you know, the catapulted rock and they keep lighting up a stick of dynamite. It keeps blowing up into their face. But man,
as much fun as that is, though, we've got the coyotes eating our guts out over here.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And I know that the impact on you has just been devastating. So,
well, it's all right. The point is that other people run when they get put under the pressure. We don't.
Right.
But other people, I talked to behind the scenes, they just give up. Because, I mean, they're going after tens of thousands of people, folks, harassing them. Okay? If you're prominent in any way and support Trump, they harass the living snot out of you with mafia tactics. It's time that they get their asses handed to them.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Trump has done some amazing things. But if he doesn't move against the election fraud, which top scientists and others have exposed, then they're going to steal it from him, no matter how big the landslide. Richard Reeves is here. I want to get through your calls. He'll be hosting the fourth hour. I'm going to ride shotgun with him for part of that. A lot of important stuff behind the scenes where I'll be doing the fourth hour. But I want Richard to have a chance as well. He does a fabulous job. Richard Reeves here with us. Let's go ahead and go to Terry in Minnesota. Terry, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Hi, Richard. Alex, I got something to tell you, and I hope you listen up. I've talked to you and most of your crew over the years. It's an awesome crew. You've been asking for a long time what's next. We're going to tell you what's coming next, Alex, and it's this. Basically, the information that you have possessed and you have amassed, you know this stuff, what I'm about to tell you, but you haven't put it together yet. The hammer you're looking for is God, and you need to get God off the bench and back in the game. And I don't mean give him lip service, and I'm not talking down to you, Alex, okay? We're the elect of God. We're not better than anybody else. We've got the key of David, which you are missing. You're just missing a few basic understandings to pull all these threads together, because you are in the fig tree generation, Alex, and it started in 48, and we are deep into it. There's not a lot of time left. The whole second earth age flesh is coming to a screaming halt. Trump has been compromised. Everyone who gets to the power thing is compromised. The Kenites, if you don't know who the Kenites are, the Kenite terrorists, those are Satan's kids, offspring. They run the second earth age. That's why Trump knew a lot of this, Alex, going into the game before he even became president. He watched it. He saw it. He understood it to some point. But God puts you behind that microphone, Alex, and you absolutely know what's going on. But you just, like I said, that light bulb has not gone off yet.
Well, you know, it's funny you talk about tribes and groups of people and bloodlines and all that, because that's part of the big New World Order secret is, and you can debate groups and organizations, but if you go back to the beginning of the Renaissance 500 years ago, Sir Francis Bacon, other people like that, there was a plan to try to build a pro-human future. And people go, oh, that's satanic or whatever. But really, you had the church and other things that have been fully compromised. We're trying to build an anti-human future. And then God works in mysterious ways. You had people that wanted to have North America be the new Atlantis, as they were going to call it. And then you get into Rosicrucianism and all these different groups. But the whole point is that there's, even the establishment thinks there's two competing groups and organizations, one that wants to destroy humanity and transcend it, as they call it, another that's pro-human. And the United States set up this whole New World Order system, and then it's to be betrayed and shut down in the end. But then there's one argument that it was actually set up, and then the U.S. would betray the globalists and then turn it around at the end. But they don't actually want that to happen. And I'm saying to just people in the system, why would you shred America? Why would you destroy it? Why would you destroy families? That's joining with pure evil. Most globalists are taught that they're selling out America to empower the third world and like, you know, give them a blood transfusion. That's not what's happening. We're being taken down just like they are. That's the big, you know, lie is that, oh, we're doing this for a greater good. Globalism must be abandoned at every level. Every permutation of it is bad. The whole thing is satanic. With the Chi-Coms as the model, a world government, mark of the beast, it's all being announced. And so it really does come down to, though some people are never going to wake up just because it's not what they resonate with spiritually. But to say Trump is compromised, they legitimately don't like Trump. A major part of the power structure does not want him in there. That's why they're freaking out. The question is, what is it he's doing that upsets them so bad? He's actually trying to be the president. Now, could it be that then in his second term he does a bunch of evil stuff? That could be. I don't think we should any of us be naive about this, especially because he hasn't taken out the deep state. So I appreciate your call. Richard Reeves?
Well, Alex, I share this caller's frustration. I mean, that's why you had me on, is because I'm upset with Trump. I'm frustrated with Trump. He's done a lot of great things, done a lot of marvelous things, but about 4 weeks ago, I had this little feeling. I had this feeling, it's like I started feeling a little bit like I was a mark at a WWE wrestling match. And that's what we need to watch out for. Hey, you got the good guys and the bad guys that are going on it. Going
behind the scenes, Hulk Hogan and the Iron Sheik are drinking beer.
Exactly. I got that feeling. That's what we need to watch out for. I don't think that's the reality. But for whatever reason, man, it hit me. And it's like,
well,
all right.
I mean, yeah, I don't think they're definitely rigging it between the sides. But Trump's letting us get abused in all this. Because, look, News Corp wrote an article 2 years ago saying Alex Jones will soon be off the air. It was a big, big headline. I forget the exact headline. But it was in there. I covered it a lot. Others linked to it. Take off your tinfoil hat, Alex Jones. YouTube's about to ban you was another article written about that article. You can find a link in that one. But they said in there that once we get rid of Alex Jones and Julian Assange, and once people accept they're being censored, all the dominoes will fall. And corporate America that can't compete with the Internet will be dominant again. And that News Corp is going to be super profitable. So be sure and invest in us. And they were splitting the company right then. So this was a real article to the establishment about what's going to happen. I'm reading it, and damn it, it came true. Okay? So That's why News Corp is anti-Trump. That's all this, because America is supposed to get sold out, and the speech is supposed to be gotten rid of. So if Trump isn't blocking that, this isn't about, oh, they're private companies. This is directed companies based overseas, literally targeting whole groups of Americans, shutting down all of our speech in a coordinated racketeering operation. And so if Trump doesn't act on this, he knows what's going on. He understands they're undercutting him. He understands they're screwing him over. He understands that they're not sending out voter notices to conservatives. So I ask again, why the hell is he doing it? Because the Republican think tanks, as Tucker Carlson exposed last Friday, have totally sold everyone out. And this is part of a larger corporate plan. And the Democrats are just one system in this larger system. And so maybe Trump's not sophisticated enough to beat these people. But my God, they're traipsing around admitting what they're doing. And the News Corp is trying to take him down right now. And he puts up with it. My God.
Well, and that's why I'm frustrated, because it's like sometimes the way they get the good guy over in wrestling is the good guy lays down on the mat and the bad guy jumps off the top rope repeatedly on him. And unfortunately, we're seeing Trump getting jumped on from the top rope repeatedly right now. So I'm.
And I can say from here, though, this isn't fake like wrestling.
Right.
Because when they jump on him, they're jumping on me.
No, I know. That's just it. They are jumping on you, and I totally understand. That's why I'm upset, because how long have you been blocked on YouTube now?
Yeah, but you have to understand, Richard, we haven't hung out in a while. I mean, I don't talk about it on air. They're running intelligence operations.
Well, sure.
I mean, it's intense. And it's just they're criminals. And they're, I'm explaining again. They're doing it. We have a special guest in here, and we've got your lovely wife in here, Catherine, a friend of many years, somebody I've known for a long time. How old is Bella?
She's about 12 years old. Yeah, about 12 years old, and Bella's just entered the building here. Elvis, Bella has entered the building. And
I need to see her.
Think of how many times we hiked up the Hill of Life with Bella here.
That's right. She's been on a lot of road trips with us.
Yeah, road trip. And
did we take Bella to the DNC that time? She's been on some road trips with us.
She's been on road trips, but I remember Captain. Her and Captain.
She's blind and deaf, right?
Yeah, well, she's she can still hear, but she's blind, totally blind. But here, Bella. Smile for the camera.
That is a hate-filled white supremacist animal.
That is. You know, this is supposed to be one of the dogs, the type of dogs that came over on the Mayflower. So she's total, Infowars.
Americana.
Warrior. She's an Infowarrior, Americana dog. And she loves Infowars store, I'll tell you that much. And so do we at the house.
I hadn't done a plug this hour. I did not know this was planned. I heard there was a dog for the cape. And I said to the producer, I said, is it called Bella? I haven't seen Bella in a while. Bella and us, we probably hiked a good 50 miles with this dog.
Probably so. Yeah, back then she could really see, and she loved, remember how she loved to run? She still wants to run, but poor thing can't run like she used to.
Well, she's probably still alive just because of all that hiking, though.
Yeah, exactly, and the running. But anyway, when you brought those llamas in a while back, that kind of inspired me. I thought, well, you know, we got this little outfit for Bella, so we ought to bring her on in here.
Well, we asked President Trump, please don't betray Bella here.
That's right. Save the country.
Don't let her jump off the thing.
Save the country and save the planet for Bella.
We don't want America to, like, blindly go off the edge of a cliff like lemmings.
No, exactly. Well, I got her. I got a hold of her little harness here. But anyway, big-time Trump supporter, but am I frustrated? Absolutely. Frustrated with the inactivity on the First Amendment, but you know what? That was a stop the presses moment last Wednesday when you had Ezra on, and man, that's a smart.
In the new big internet bill and big trade deal that we're not going to acknowledge any of the censorship of the EU or Canada, but let's see that implemented. He signed an executive order,
and it
says the universities can't censor. It's still going on.
It should go not just Canada and Mexico, etc. It should go planetary wide, worldwide. First Amendment, worldwide.
She hears too good. Last time I saw her.
She
Bella. I got a treat. All right, we're going to come back and take calls with Richard Reeves. Right. Good seeing Bella. Racist, right-wing, supremacist dog.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.